Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We bring in Bob Kessling. We're going to work him for some information and see if we can get some of the answers on some of these ore situations on the depth chart. Bob, the voice of the Vols, what's going on this morning?
I tell you, there are more ores than any other team in America, and it is amazing.
Boy, there's no doubt about it. Do you get any sort of feel for how it will go with the quarterbacks?
Well, from everything, the vibes I'm getting, and I don't know anything more than anybody else, but you just have to feel being around the team and the coaches. I mean, it's going to be Garantano to start. I'm pretty much confident on that. That doesn't mean Keller Christ isn't going to play. I mean, I think Jeremy Pruitt is correct, and I don't think he's trying to blow smoke. If you take care of the football and do what they want you to do, you're going to play at quarterback. And if you don't do that, they're going to go to somebody else. And, you know, he thinks he's got four guys that can play there. So it's up to Garantano, if he does indeed start, to hold on to the job. And I think that, and not only has he said that about the quarterback position, I think he said it every place else. I think they're going to play more. I think everybody that gets on that plane tomorrow to go to Charlotte is going there thinking they're going to play. And that's very rare. You know, most of the time they've got five or six, you know, maybe guys on the defensive line that could play, but they might only play four. He might play eight or nine defensive tackles on Saturday and 10 linebackers and 10 defensive backs. He wants to see what he's got, but two, you know, he believes that if you practice hard and do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get a chance to play. So it's a really interesting philosophy he's taken with him. They might play eight or nine offensive linemen on Saturday. So it's going to be really interesting.
How big a lift has it been for that offensive line that Trey Smith came back and, you know, declared healthy and cleared and all that and, you know, is right there ready to start?
Oh, I think it's huge. You know, you're gaining maybe the best left tackle in the SEC and one of the best in the country. Plus, he's so respected by everybody on the team. And because of the way he works, because of what he went through with the blood clot situation, I mean, that was really scary. But, you know, he never made any excuses, and he, you know, not woe is me and all that stuff. I mean, he just went to work and did whatever the coaches wanted him to do. And, you know, he's such an outstanding young man. He's a yes sir, no sir guy, comes from a great family. And having him back is really, I think, given this offensive line a lot of confidence. And then Brandon Kennedy at center, the young man that came in from Alabama, you know, he brings a veteran leadership to this group as well. So they're quietly confident that this is going to be a pretty good offensive line. And if they come out and run the football like they want to do, I mean, they could give West Virginia all kinds of fits.
Well, Bob, I guess, how much do you think Darren Kirkland will actually play, or if at all?
Well, they've been I think he's going to play, and I think he's probably going to start. They have really kind of – they've eased him into things, but it's not like they're easing him in because, you know, he's not 100%. They're easing him in just to ease him in. And, you know, I asked the same question last night to Coach Pruitt on ball calls, and he kind of looked at me, you know, cocked his head a little bit. Oh, well, Kirkland's fine. He's going to play. And then he said, he could play 60, 70 snaps. So I think Kirkland's fine. And that's another big boost to this defense because, A, he's a really good player. B, he's a linebacker and runs sideline to sideline. And the other thing is he lines them up. He's the captain of the defense. And getting him back, I think, is really big. And he also mentioned, Daniel Batuli's had a terrific camp. And another guy you need to kind of circle is Will Ignott. He is physically one of the best looking linebackers that I've seen around here in a long time. And Coach Pruitt said he's had a great camp and that Will Ignott might really play a lot for Tennessee.
What do you think the defensive approach would be to attack this offense of West Virginia's as well as the quarterback naturally?
Well, Blaine, you know, if you blitz this guy and you don't get there, he's going to cause all kinds of problems. But if you let him, you know, if you let him stand back there, he's going to pick you apart. And Jeremy Pruitt, I think, is very confident in his defensive ability to give him different looks. You got to confuse him a little bit, You know, Tennessee in the last couple of years has not been very good rushing with their defensive linemen getting to the quarterback. So, and you have the same guys back basically in the defensive line. So that means you're going to have to come at different angles with different people and blitz here and blitz there. But I think that Jeremy Pruitt's, you know, he's going to be calling the defensive plays too from the sideline. And I think that he's going to pressure this guy because Greer's got, you know, I think the key matchup in the game, at least from Tennessee's defense, is the fact that West Virginia has all these wide receivers, and they've got a couple of guys that they're, you know, touting for All-Americans out there. Plus, you got a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. So they're going to really test the Tennessee cornerbacks, and Tennessee's going to press man-to-man, and can those freshmen, and they're going to be playing Thompson and Taylor out there at those cornerback spots and press coverage. How they hold up and how they can and hold those guys and keep it from being a track meet.
Bob, we think that the offensive line is going to be better than it has been the last 2 years. We know West Virginia finished last in the Big 12 against the rush a season ago. Do you think the Vols can have success on the ground and shorten the game and keep the West Virginia offense off the field?
Well, that's what they want to try and do. West Virginia, Mark, as you saw when you looked at the numbers, I mean, some of the games last year, it was amazing how much yardage they gave up on the ground. I mean, of course, you know, a lot of the Big 12 schools like Texas Tech and Oklahoma State, I mean, those guys throw it all over the place. So you're kind of got to be geared to stop the passing attack. And so they're not used to seeing teams that line up and just run at them and try and pound them. They know they have to get bigger. So they went out and they've gotten some junior college transfers and some, they've gotten some other transfers. They've gotten some, graduate transfers. So they've tried to restock their defensive line and their linebackers to get bigger and stronger. And, I'm not sure West Virginia knows exactly what they've got on defense. I mean, they gave up 31 points per game last year. So that is a thing I think that's given Tennessee a little bit of confidence that, you know, how much can their defense improve? And if you can get Ty Chandler and the rest of these running backs to start running right at them and they can't stop you, they might have a pretty good day on offense.
Offensively, we know West Virginia likes to play fast. There's a good chance it's going to be really hot. So what about Tennessee, especially on the defensive side, managing the elements?
Well, I think that's where the depth comes in. They're going to throw, they could play 30 guys on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they think they've got seven or eight defensive ends, or I mean, outside linebackers that are ready to go, four middle linebackers. So they're going to run a lot of guys out there. They've been, you know, it's really been hot here the last couple of days. So they've been doing a lot of conditioning drills. One thing about this team that I've noticed, they're in really great shape. I mean, they do a lot of conditioning. They run sprints after practice, and, you know, they've been outside all the time in this heat. So I think they should be in pretty good shape. And I think you're going to be surprised with the depth that now, I'm not saying it's quality depth because there's still a lot of young guys that are trying to fit in the system. But they're going to force feed these guys. They're going to throw a bunch of guys out there and, you know, see how they do with the lights on. So I think that they're going to force feed this depth situation because I think Jeremy Pruitt understands from being at Alabama, you know, last year when their defense was racked with injuries, they just kept on rolling. And I think he understands that's what you have to do now in college football. You got to have a lot of guys ready to go because you're going to have injuries. And I think that they understand that and they understand that they're going to have a lot of guys ready to go.
Do you feel like Tim Priest and Brent Hubbs are coming in the best shape of their lives for this season?
I'm a little concerned about Hubs. You know how he is. He's kind of a diva at times, but Tim's ready. Yeah, Tim,
Hubs has that farmer tan.
Yeah, he does. He sure does. You know, Tim, I was trying to having to nurse Tim through last year game by game because there were some couple of times he was about ready to jump out of the booth. I said, Tim, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. I don't know whether he was jumping out of the booth just to get out of there. He wanted to go out for some guys last year for how badly they played. But I think he's, you know, we spent some time around the team this week and talked to some of the coaches, and I think he's got a much – and, you know, we've watched some of the scrimmages, and he's got a much better feel for this team, the way they approach it and the attitude and how they practice and how fast they practice. And I think we both believe this is a very well-coached football team. Now, how talented it is, I'm not sure. But I know they're well-coached, and I know that they're going to do what Jeremy Pruitt wants them to do. And if that's the case, they should be an improved football team. How good? We'll get that inclination starting on Saturday.
Hey, Bob, one more before we let you go. I got to assume you guys are going to do something special with it being the first game since the passing of John Ward.
Well, it's still kind of raw for all of us. I mean, yeah. We had the big celebration, and we had a chance to laugh and celebrate his career. And, Mike Keith came over and just did such a great job, and Charles Davis. And then we all kind of got together in the studio across the street. And there was probably 100, maybe 150 people that had worked and come up through the system and, and worked for John or knew John or was impacted by John. And it's really been hard to kind of get our hands around, and we've talked about it, what we're going to do, and we'll do something on Saturday, but I just don't know yet. But it does feel strange, that this will be the first game that Tim and I have done that, John's not around. And, he was just such a big part of my upbringing. I mean, I sat next to him for 15 years spotting for him and learned so much and just enjoyed that time watching a real master do this craft and knowing how hard the craft is and how easy he made it look. And so we're going to do some. In fact, we're having a big Vol Network kickoff dinner tonight to get the season started, and we're going to toast John and Bill tonight at that dinner. So it'll be fun.
Sounds awesome. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate the time.
Okay, guys. Anytime. Thanks for calling.